Hello, everyone. My name is Vitaly. Today with me I have... it's actually not only for the recording. I have Emanuele. We are both from Red Hat. We are from the platform development, so we are taking part in development like Fedora and RHEL at Red Hat. And today here we are going to talk about confidential computing guests, and in particular how you can actually make like confidential storage for it. Okay, so confidential computing has been a while since, you know, hardware vendors came up with Cocoa technologies, so I don't think I need to explain them a lot. You can nowadays quickly get a confidential VM, which is going to be called confidential, from, say, major cloud providers. All three big, like Azure, Google, AWS, they all give you this option, so it's basically click and you will get something which is called the confidential VM. But then if you look at what these technologies really give you, they give you like memory encryption, memory consistency, CPU register protection, but there is nothing there about the storage, right? From where your operating system boots, and you know what's there, it's all left to the operating system you run there, right? So like that, like whatever. And then use in a way that the host cannot actually read the key. Whatever you are doing with the storage, it needs to be attestable, I call it. So you are able to prove to somebody that you actually done that, right? So if you used like Verity on your root disk, you should be able to prove to somebody, say, hey, here is my like TCRs signed by my TPM. I can prove that I really used it this way. And also, like, last but not least, the rollback protection. Because even though if you're using something like encrypted on the disk, an evil host may try to roll back some parts of this storage for you. Like, a partition, right? Think about you installed an update fixing some CV, and the evil host just reverts it back, right? So that's also like a risk. Okay, so now Emanuele is going to take from here and tell us what we are working on, mostly like in systemd space, but not only.
Yes, thank you. So how many of you know what Verity, DM Verity is? Okay, some already. Yeah, just quick summary is integrity checking for block devices. Basically, it's enforced by the kernel. And it's basically making sure that the target partition that you want to Verity protect has not been modified by anything. And practically, this means there is another new partition created that creates a tree of hashes where the leaves in this tree are the hash of each block or sector inside the target partition. And then there is each parent is the hash of the hash, and so on, until you get to a root hash. And there is a rich support in systemd for this, for DM Verity. So there is systemd repart is capable of creating automatically this whole partition. Verity setup generator also detect and does this check at boot. And there is command line support like root hash and use hash, as we'll see later. And yeah, so the big downside of Verity protection is by design. Of course, if you want to maintain that the disk is not, the partition is not modified, it has to stay read-only. So it's you cannot change the partition to anything else once it's mounted as Verity. So you can achieve root with root hash. You target the root partition. And of course, it's read-only, and there is a possibility at the moment with systemd volatile to add an ephemeral overlay. Otherwise, there is use hash, which targets only the slash use partition as a Verity. And this is used in the hermetic user approach, which is the idea, as we'll see later, that basically the user you boot with only the use partition, which is the mVerity protect. So. Yeah, from the so we looked quickly at Verity, and now we'll look at encryption. On the other side, encryption LUX is great because it provides encryption and read-write. So now we can actually modify the partition because only Verity is pretty useless for a generic virtual machine use case. But the issue is if you want to have an encrypted partition, like Vitaly said at the beginning, each VM instance or volume needs to be automatically encrypted. And the question is by what? Like, do you need to trust some trusted infrastructure that encrypts it for you? Or like the goal of also our work is to enable self-encryption. So at the first boot, the VM itself, we start from something and it creates the partition, the encrypted partition. So, so systemd repart, of course, supports also LUX. There is the possibility to seal the keys to the VTPM. And there is integrity protection coming in the version 260. But even though full rollback attacks are always possible. And currently, there is also a new feature that to ensure that once you create an encrypted volume, it does not get replaced before it's been actually mounted and used. So maybe you want to add something more?
Yeah, I can elaborate a little bit on this feature. So for the Verity protection, for integrity protection of a LUX device, it's a built feature of like crypt setup. And it's there for quite a while, I think like 5 years or so, and it still stays experimental. One of the reasons it's experimental because there was no support for it in the user space, right? Not many users enable it. We want to change that, and the first thing we've introduced an option to systemd repart to actually generate Verity integrity information for the created partition. with fixating the lux key, it's quite interesting because think about the use case, right? You boot and you want to create a lux partition, right? So you're like, okay, here is an empty partition. I'm gonna get run like crypt setup against it. I'm gonna seal the key to the TPM with my current values, and then I'm gonna mount it. But the problem is that if you have like an evil host, it can actually replace the whole lux volume right after you create it. And also seal the key to the TPM, because to seal the key to the TPM, you only need to know the public key of the TPM. You don't need anything else. So how do you do it, right? So this feature like looks small, but it allows you to basically capture the snapshot of the lux key when you're creating it while it's still in memory. And the memory in CocoaGuest is still protected. And then you can be sure that you're actually mounting the volume which you've just created and not something else.
Yeah, so to continue, the goal is to put these two concepts together, so Verity together with encryption, to get the full read-write experience. So the idea, there are three different ways to do it. The first is very basic, so you copy everything from the Verity-protected volume to the encrypted one, so when you boot, it's too trivial, and also it takes probably time if we talk about the root disk copying everything. Then there is the using an overlay. So basically the idea is that you put, you still mount the Verity partition, you put an overlay that so that every write on the Verity partition gets redirected to the encrypted partition. And then there is this also this interesting idea of DM clone, which is basically in the background, it copies from the Verity partition to the encrypted volume. And while it does, you can still use the disk normally. So go ahead. Yeah, so as I said before, there are two ways. Like at the moment, it supports Verity. It targets the root and the user in systemd. So the with the root hash, basically you give the hash which should map to the root of the hash tree in the Verity partition. And it automatically, systemd is able to automatically found the root partition and also the Verity partition. So it verifies that the hashes match and it's mounted. But currently this cannot be combined with persistent overlay. There is only the volatile option, which also makes sense because in the general use case, if you have, for example, high IO workloads with overlay, is not ideal. On the other side, there is usehash, which only handles the use partition, and here is where we are working on to handle, like, we try to follow the hermetic approach. So you boot with only slash user as partition, which should have all the necessary files. It's DM Verity. Then the root is created by systemd repart and encrypted at first boot, which is pretty fast because it's an empty partition. And it's also handled already by systemd repart. And then you mount slash user as read-only because it's Verity, and then you add an overlay on top of it so that slash user is also writable, and the writes ends up in the encrypted partition. And this way the overlay only covers the slash user, which is should be better. Ideally. And then Vitaly will talk about the DM clone part.
Okay, so thank you. So like a simple approach to how we can switch from something which is Verity protected into something which is read-write and encrypted is to use like a file system overlay, which I just talked about. But for like Leonard is not in the room, I can say it. We have users which want to have more complex storage configurations, and they use something like LVM, right? So that's the thing is, imagine you have an image, like operating system image on a cloud, which has like multiple volumes. You will need to